Time to drive a car. Why are there so many cars out here already? Someone was doing some dumb shit out here, and a cop on a motorcycle pulled up and immediately said, "Pull over." I can't. I couldn't turn out here if I wanted to, dude. I don't know why you're waiting for me, but alright. Taking the back way. Which now means I have to go around this cop that's pulling this guy over. The full speech about the reason that guy was getting stopped. That guy also an Uber driver. I didn't see if he had anyone in his car. People playing Destiny 2, why? Did they change something again? Did they add cool new stuff? Last thing I read about it was their thing about, like, we're making it faster, I don't know. And that sounds okay, I guess, but Iron Banner, no thanks. This is a suck-ass way to drive. Everything's fucked up. I don't know. There's another conference in town that makes the way I normally go super fucked up, and this way sucks. This guy's name is Young Greatness, which is a great name.
All my life, you were saved by the bell, I was saved.
fucked up here, too. What the fuck is going on in this godforsaken fucking city? No bugles to the Walmart. It's my ninth favorite Kanye West song. Here's my thing. Bugles, they're good, but they are so salty. They are so salty. Combos. Yeah, I had to take a long drive recently, and I stopped at a gas station, and I got some combos. I got pepperoni pizza cracker combos. That's what I got. Scooter rentals. I don't know what you read about scooter rentals, but I was out on the streets for a little while today, and there were. I'm looking at one right now. There's a fucking scooter leaned up against a fucking pole here. It's not chained to anything. What are they just? Do you just fucking leave them places? Like, do the wheels lock if you don't rent them? Or I don't... How the fuck is there just a scooter sitting here? Like, what's stopping me from destroying this thing? Or throwing it into the middle of the fucking street? You just leave places where people are being shitty. Yeah, no, I was walking up the street for a little bit today, and in front of the food trucks, there was like fucking 9 of them sitting there. Like, we were tripping over the things. It was just fucking stupid. I assume that they have some kind of fucking, like, GPS tag on them, right? Or do they, maybe they... Would that be too expensive? I guess if you got to unlock them with an app, they got to be hooked up to something. So I guess that would let them try to track you if you stole a bunch of them. I mean, I guess you could just like fuck up the GPS. At that point, I would say the scooter is not worth enough to steal. But, you assume the guy sticking in his van got caught. I don't know. Maybe the van is fucking lead-lined, fucking no signal in or out type shit. Also, like, if you're the scooter company and you notice a fucking bunch of your scooters getting loaded into something and moving at a high rate of speed... away from the area, and what are you gonna do? Call the cops and be like, they're stealing our scooters. If I was the cops, I would be like, yeah, fuck you. There's another one just fucking sitting there. There's 3 more sitting right here. I've yet to see a person riding one. Actually, you know what? When I was out for lunch, I did see someone on a scooter. Bring some aluminum foil. Yeah, totally. Fashion yourself a nice hat. Like, yeah, if I was the cops, if I was San Francisco police, and someone was like, our scooters are being stolen, so... I'd be like, yeah, maybe don't leave them out on the fucking street, unlocked. Maybe don't do that, you fucking jack-offs. At least the rental bikes go in a dock. Like, you have to drive those back into a fucking... You check them in or whatever, right? You don't just leave them wherever. There's a stand right here with, like, 7 or 8 of those rental bikes in them. But also, like, in this city, I definitely would not trust anyone on a fucking bike unless they ride a bike on a regular fucking basis and know what the fuck they're doing. These two guys on a bike I'm passing, I trust them. Oh, that guy's on one of the scooters. This one's got small wheels. Are there two competing scooter companies? Because he's on a white scooter with small wheels. There are, like, I guess there are maybe red ones with bigger wheels. By scooter, you're talking about a Vespa? No, I'm talking about, like, kick your feet, like, push them. Or maybe they're electric powered, but hey, there's another lady on one of the scooters now too. It's got the name of the company on the front of it, but I can't actually see it. Yeah, she's kicking it. She's kick moving that thing. Yep, taking scooters in the bike lanes, going the wrong way, nearly getting hit. That sounds about right. Yeah, people don't know how to fucking ride a bike. You know, like, a rental bike? Are you fucking kidding me? This city's fucking real out here, man. People can't fucking... Like, people that ride bikes, like, professionally get into some fucking shit because of how fucking hairy the streets can get. Putting people on fucking bikes around here that don't know what the fuck they're doing, it's a good way to get people killed. Yeah, no, yes, no one is maintaining those bikes. That's a good point. You're not going to find out that the bike is broken until it's too late. Here's another asshole on one of these scooters. Oh, he's weaving back and forth. That's fun. Having a good fucking time? Dick face. People riding bikes down a hill and not want to ride back up, so they leave them there. Yeah, no, that's, yep, sure. Fuck. The fuck are we doing? Thank you. And then Uber just bought one of these scooter companies, right? Is that what's caused all this? Is they bought the company and then said, fuck it, let's get these scooters out here? Or is this just been happening? This is the first day I've seen it. It seems like this is something that, like, just happened. A couple weeks. Yeah, maybe it happened while I was at PAX or something. I'm driving past what used to be the Tower Records here in San Francisco, or I guess this was the classical annex. The Tower Records was across the street where the Walgreens is now. And it just says, basically free bike rentals is the name of this business. Something about that whole thing makes me want to break as many of those scooters as I can find. Who would stop me? If I started walking up to these fucking scooters. Chucking them in rivers. That sounds fun. Throwing bikes in the rivers. That's, I would want to shout, take this, nerd, as I do it every single time. And it's like, I like the idea of like, oh, what if the city, what if there was a way to make bikes available to people and maybe get some cars off the road or whatever. But like, that's just not what this is. And if they're just like cluttering up streets and sidewalks with this shit. Fuck. think it'd be really fun to just go around finding those scooters and throwing them into dumpsters. Fucking dumb fucking tech shit I saw while I was out on the street today was that they have gone around and stencil painted 1.1.1.1 directly onto the sidewalk. I walked a couple of blocks and saw it about 3 times. I think the service itself is interesting and seems cool, but fuck off. Also, that's where we're at. People stenciling fucking addresses of alternate fucking DNS services on the fucking street. That's where we're at. Fuck. I think they have an IPv6 solution as well. 8844. Man, Google DNS, that's the old shit. Throw that shit in the garbage. Because supposedly this shit is faster. I switched to it. It seemed fine. I don't know. Whatever. But fuck.
salsa suena rap. Scooby-Doo, pop, pop. Scooby-Doo, pop, pop.
Scooters are waterproof. I wonder if like the electronics on them. Could survive being, you know, submerged in a body of water for eternity. Or can we take one of these scooters, hack it? I mean, it has to have, you know, the ability to send out, you know, if you unlock it with an app, then presumably it's got some kind of internet connection, right? It probably has to, like, talk to home base to say, hey, here's where I am, like, or I'm on the move and no one has rented me, so I'm clearly being ridden illegally and I'm broken, so you need to find me and fix me, or hey, the battery's not charging properly, you gotta find me in the next 4 hours, or whatever. Presumably it talks to home base, it's not just like a Bluetooth unlock thing. So, to turn all those scooters into a botnet, start DDoSing fucking sites from the scooter net. Diagnostic port on that thing somewhere, right? Whether it's USB or something. JTAG.
Oh, Never seen you in a dress that color, no. It's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it on.
Thanks so much for the phone call. And here's the biggest problem is what we saw at WrestleMania 34. Is that's, to me, Bully, where you hit rock bottom. When you're in a main event match at WrestleMania and the fans start to leave and the fans don't care, that's, to me, where, all right, there needs to be something that's done because now you've hit rock bottom.
And listen, you are an educated wrestling fan for the past 70 years. I have been in
70?
Yeah, 70. I've been in the business for 80 years, I feel like. We're not coming up with any scenarios. Do I think Seth Rollins is the answer to, like, the big answer? No, but it's not a bad start because Seth versus Roman could be intriguing based on the story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even Seth versus, I mean, even Roman versus Dean when he comes back. I mean, there are certain things there, but I don't see, listen, the WWE is not a heel company. It is a babyface company that puts smiles on people's faces. And Roman Reigns was being bred to be the next guy to put those smiles on people's faces. If you turn him heel, what are you going to do with him? When was the last time you saw a heel carry the company?
Not in the WWE. It just doesn't
happen. And listen, Brock Lesnar is not a heel. Brock Lesnar is an attraction. Because Brock gets as many cheers as he does boos.
All right, let me ask you this. Let's look at the superstar shakeup. And somebody, you know, Reigns is obviously staying on Raw, and we've seen a lot of wrestlers move from SmackDown to Raw. Just throwing it out there, what about Reigns and Jinder? Would Reigns get cheers if he's in the ring with Jinder?
I don't think Jinder is that level of heel that is going to get Roman over. No, I don't think that's the answer. I like Jinder. I personally thought Jinder as the U.S. champion was a great idea because I'll go back to my stereotypical heel. I love the foreigner as the U.S. champion. I think it works. And listen, they're not playing up gender as, you know, like a real, you know, bad foreigner. You know, he's Punjabi from India. There's no...
I'm home. And that's good. Everybody have a good night. I'll see you later.